Good
Hello.
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. It's late, man. I'm already ready for bed.
I'm in my pajamas already.
Yeah.
Which I mean naked.
Yeah. That's what you would do in the morning, though, too, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. That's true.
I don't think you've gotten dressed since the pandemic started.
I did one time I had to go into work.
What are you doing there? Are you playing
What?
Space Invaders with the keyboard or what? Fire,
fixing
fire, fire.
I'm fixing myself an adult beverage. Hot chocolate.
But what? I've never heard it sound like you're hitting the space bar over and over again. How do you make hot chocolate?
It's a virtual hot chocolate. No, that was me stirring my hot chocolate in
That's
my
that
mug.
sound very weird for stirring. What were you
Was
stirring it with?
my dick. Gonna put my dick in your hot
My
cocoa.
dick in your vag.
I'm gonna put it up inside edge. Oh my goodness. Geek brunch after dark.
Yeah. I don't even know what to pick. I'm so tired.
Can't get my jacket off.
I barely got home in time.
You work too many hours. Of course, your time in a different time zones.
Yeah.
I got home after work by standing up. I
That's you were ready, you're ready.
almost went into work today. I'm going to go in tomorrow.
Yeah. At our work, they got rid of the masks. You can wear one if you want, but you don't have to wear them anymore.
Yeah, Harsh did that as well this last week. Yeah, middle of last week.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in the office since then, but it'd be interesting to see how many people are mask free.
Yeah, at my work, it's just me and like five other people. My brother just got COVID.
You and five other people that are what?
That are wearing masks.
Oh, that are still wearing them.
Yeah. My brother just got COVID. He
That's how did
had
he end
like
up
a
with it?
back he well he had a I think he had like a welcome back to work party, I think. Like, and that could have spawned it, and then the next day he went to a concert at one of those smaller venues.
It
Yeah. But
could
I
have
don't
been
think he got
there.
it. I don't think he got it from that because it was too soon.
Was it
Like,
t timing? Yeah. So
yeah.
he spread it when he went to the show.
Yeah, probably.
Is it just the Omicron?
I don't know what he has it right now. Like, he's isolated himself, probably in his he's got like two levels and he's in one of them.
Yeah.
And he just says he had it felt like allergies, and he had he just feels weak today, like not doing he doesn't feel like doing anything.
Yeah, lethargic.
Yeah.
I didn't have any lethargy. I just had the.
You had all this energy. You were like, woohoo. You were like Dr. Johnny Fever. You got it, and your energy levels increased.
They did. I was bouncing off, which sucks because I was
You were trapped.
trapped in my office.
And you had all this energy.
All this energy. I guess that's probably a little depleted. I don't remember. It's all a fog.
Yeah.
That's ironic if he got it from a return to work party though. I would say I got it from there just because it's more humorous in the future.
Well,
when you tell the story.
I think what it is like the numbers are coming down, right? So everybody's letting their guard down, but that doesn't mean that it's got, you know, that it's gone away.
Right.
It just means that the numbers have gone down. So it could still be lingering.
Yeah, you're less likely to get it, but it doesn't mean
it's
impossible to get. And it's a lot easier to get than the cold, so.
Yeah.
Because it's airborne. Not like the cold. Not like the good old days with the cold where you had to physically get someone's snot on your hand and then wipe your face.
Yeah. I think that's why I haven't been sick, because of the masks. I'm not touching my face nearly as much.
Yeah, it does. It does help.
Yeah.
With that as well.
I haven't felt sick in like 2 years or 3 years. I've been pretty good.
I've only gotten colds when my son brought home colds from school.
Yeah, I don't know how you, if being a parent, like, I don't know how you can avoid it.
It's
nearly impossible. The odds are against you.
Yeah. Yeah, because kids aren't careful in the stuff they touch and making sure they wash their hands after they blow their nose and things. Are you washing some dishes?
No, Barb's frying stuff. So what you're hearing is it's Taco Tuesday, and what you're hearing is the meat being fried in the pan.
We had tacos tonight too. I didn't know it was Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Taco Tuesday.
Maybe that's why we decided to have tacos.
Well, we have tostadas, which is like a taco but on the flat.
I know what a tostada is.
Yeah.
I like tostadas.
It's the same thing.
It's just a different shell.
Yeah, just a different shell.
I
actually prefer the tostada because she puts like a pretty thick layer of beans and meat and tacos stuff and then cheese. And then I like just cover it in salsa and eat it like that.
Yeah. I was like,
because I find the taco breaks a little easier. Like the tostada, she puts in the oven, and I think it stops it from cracking as easy.
They might make them a little thicker because they don't have to bend them. So
yeah,
it's possible they use a little thicker tortillas.
But why we're recording tonight is because I can't record on Sunday, our usual time, the brunch time.
Yes, no brunch time this weekend.
We decided to get together and talk about previews.
Yes.
New
previews.
And do you actually have previews?
No.
Oh, so you're like sophisticated like most people.
I've decided that I'm going to try just doing digital.
Really?
Previews. Well, because by the time I get the physical previews, I've already gone through the digital one.
Oh, for you it makes sense because you get it so late.
Yeah, because I'll be getting it like last month. It was like the third week, I think, the end of the third week of the month. It's like, really? It's like the due date was like 2 days away. It's like,
well, how do you get a copy? Do you just go to the website or what?
Yeah, I just download it online.
Okay. Yeah, because these come with a digital download. I could send them to you as soon as I get them, if it's better.
Yeah, no, I found a site that has it. And
yes.
So I'm waiting to see how this will affect my orders, because I think that if you order previews, they have to wait until previews comes out to give you your shipment, which sometimes delays it. So I'm wondering if I should theoretically get my orders quicker because they don't have to wait for previews anymore.
Huh.
We'll find out.
I doubt it. Based on based on their current track record lately, because I have weekly shipments, so I don't know.
Well, as long as I get him in the first couple of weeks, I'll be happy of the month. We'll see. I'm getting used to the digital one now anyway, so.
Well, what I'm going to try to do is be more selective in our choices.
Yeah, I've been we didn't talk about previews last month, but my last month I managed to keep it to my budget, and I've done the same thing. I've started to trim down. I've decided that unless it's a trade that I want to own and put in my long-term collection, then I'm just going to get it from the library
Ah,
or read it digitally.
look at you.
I
You're
know.
moving up in the world.
I'm out of room. I'm facing reality, which is I have more books than I have house. I think at this point I could build a house out of books and put my current house inside my house of books.
Yeah. That sounds legit.
It does make a house out of comic boxes.
See, I think they're still a week behind. I don't know what is happening with my stuff. It's weird.
They did. DCBS did send out an email admitting that their shipping has sucked lately.
Yeah, I saw it. But it's almost like I'm 1 week back, and I don't know if I'll ever be caught up. It doesn't really matter to me personally, but I've been reading a lot of old stuff anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
But
you're not sitting there waiting for your box to read
yeah, I got
itself
so
on.
much to read.
Yeah.
Plus, I started watching 1883 because it's a macho show.
I don't even know what that is.
It's on Paramount Plus,
I have
and
that.
it's a Western. And Rob Liefeld says he gave the macho awards, and he
Ah.
said 1883 was the macho
Macho.
show. The macho show.
I'll have to check out the Macho Show.
Do you have Paramount Plus?
I do.
Oh, so you can. So what? Let me just tell you a little bit about it. There's a show called Yellowstone that's really popular right now. And
Oh, yeah, I did see a trailer for
1883
this.
is a prequel to Yellowstone. It takes place in the year 1883. So I think Yellowstone's in current time.
Have you seen Yellowstone?
Not yet. So I figured I could jump into the prequel and then I watch it in order.
Yeah, if it's that separated, then
Yeah.
it can't spoil anything. Well, I guess it
No.
could, but
And it'll just feed the other show because then you'll see, oh, that's a descendant of
right, you'll
that guy.
appreciate it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So we have DC Connect for March.
All right, let me find it here on the old computer. DC Connect. There we go. Issue 22 for March 2022.
And they are spotlighting the Shadow War, which I doubt you'll get into because it's crossing over into all
Everything.
kinds of different books.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a lot of DC this month. Let me find my list. Here we go.
I am getting everything in this book, in this magazine, but I'm just going to spotlight in terms of time the ones that are like new.
Yes.
But Batman Fortress by Gary Whitta and Derek Robertson is coming out. And this guy wrote the Rogue One, a Star Wars story, which is probably
Oh
my
yeah.
favorite Star Wars movie that's come out in the new The new movies.
Of the new ones, yeah.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, that was
I
a really
love
good
Rogue
one.
One. Like,
Yeah.
I've seen it the most. I find it the most action packed. Like that battle scene at the end, I think is just amazing. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't
I'm
seen
one with the
that one in
Force,
a
and the Force is
while.
with me. I'm one with the Force, and the Force is with me. I always do that when I go into work,
Just
and
like yourself
hope
up.
that the Force is with me. So yeah, this one looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, so it's an eight issue mini. Sure, I'll get number one. I'll check that out. But aliens.
Yep.
Batman fighting aliens.
And he's looking at a monitor there, and it says, "Where is Superman?"
Superman's AOL. Yeah.
And we got a Batman 2022 annual.
I don't know if I'm going to get that.
And then a whole bunch
That's
of
risky.
Batman. The Jock 3-issue Prestige is concluding this month. The Flashpoint, I think that's going to be good because Geoff Johns, Zermonico, he currently does the art on Justice League Dark, which is the backup. He's amazing. He's really good. I'm looking forward to the Flashpoint because I really liked it.
Yeah.
This Flash Fastest Man
Flashpoint.
Alive is interesting because this is a prelude to the movie Flashpoint.
Okay.
So if you're into that kind of continuity and you're gonna watch the movie, this might be a good one to
Yeah,
pick up.
a three-parter.
Action Comics is having an annual. I really like this Philip Kennedy Johnson run. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I might get this because it's Philip Kennedy Johnson and Simon Spurrier, and it looks
Dale
like the sign.
Eaglesham and Ian Churchill.
Yeah, it looks like the Spurrier is drawn by Ian Churchill, so.
Ian Churchill, man, I haven't seen his stuff in a while.
Yeah, it has been some time. I don't even know what he's done lately.
He was the artist on Coven, the Coven.
Back in the day?
Yeah, Jeff Loeb and Ian Churchill. That's right.
I just
Yeah,
remember he did
I
that.
haven't seen the last one. I thought he did was like a water one.
Yeah, he did Sharkman.
Sharkman. Yeah, that's the last one I remember.
I like Sharkman.
Yeah.
I'll probably get this.
What about this next one? This is a Prestige Plus.
It's intriguing. It is on my possible list. By Rom V with art by Christian Ward.
I'm definitely getting it. I like these prestige formats.
And it's about Aquaman going into an experimental submarine buried underwater or something, powered by a mysterious black hole drive.
And features Black Manta.
A cosmic horror take on Aquaman. That should be pretty good.
Yeah. This Earth Prime is probably not up your alley, but what Earth Prime is it's the CW comic book.
CW Universe.
Yeah. Which I've kind of stopped watching, but I am gonna get this for sure.
Yeah, there's a couple of those. And what's up with this Jurassic League?
It's dinosaurs.
It's dinosaur versions of the DC heroes.
Yeah, Daniel Warren Johnson.
Yeah.
Art by Juan Gideon.
I don't know if I'm getting that one.
I'm not crazy about it, but I'm curious.
I am
And
curious
it's
about it.
DC is my baby, so if I was to cut something, this wouldn't make the cut, 'cause I just this just seems really weird. It's
Yeah,
one of the it's one of
it's
those
probably.
things that's so off the wall, but depending on how it's done, it could be really it could be really good, or it could be, I don't know if it's gonna be cute or
Well, some preview pages.
it looks violent.
There's some
I mean, it's
violence,
got
yeah.
some
Oh,
Joker's
I mean,
like a velociraptor.
the art looks great. And
Yeah.
it's probably a good story. But I would say not essential.
For you Nubia fans, she's got a one shot. She just finished up her. She had six issues, and then I think they're making a seventh one. They're extending it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want you
DC
now.
versus Vampires is continuing with a one shot. Looks like it features Robin. This is the next one is the one I'm looking to the forward to the most.
I'm not surprised.
Like the so big. And Harley
I'm
is
looking.
too. Harley is
Yeah,
too.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
I'm looking forward to it because it has the characters from first issue, which I lo actually love. And
So do I.
one of my favorite comics of all time is Lady Cop.
Yep,
And
as
she's
Lady Cop,
listed here.
Creeper.
Green Team, Creeper, Warlord, Starman, and Metamorpho. So this is going to be a really treat.
Yes, this one's by Tom King, so it's another 12-issue one for him.
And he's been knocking it out of the park for me. Like he's been 5 out of 5 in terms of Rorschach and Strange Adventures. So I imagine this is going to be. I haven't seen this kind of thing since James Robinson, because James Robinson, when he did his Superman run, he brought in Atlas, he brought in Agent, whatever his name was, all the characters that were in first issue as well. So I like when they play with that historically, especially if you're like a big fan. I'm really curious how they use Lady Cop, and I wonder if they'll ever fi if she'll ever find out who murdered her roommates. The guy with the boots, I'll never forget it.
That'd be interesting to see if he
Plus, she solved real
how
world
closely
problems. She solved the VD.
ah.
Some guy gave a girl VD, and then her father was gonna beat the crap out of her, and Lady Cop came in to save the day. Plus, there was a guy bombing the police station, so it's crazy. She had to stop a bomber. She actually became a cop because of the guy in the boots, the guy that killed her roommates. Blood Syndicate Season 1, this is a milestone. This is going to be good. Jeffrey Thorne, art by Chris Koss and Juan Castro. Hey, about that.
Yeah, I'll get this.
Juan Castro from the Taylor Network. Did you hear that Jim Dietz died?
No.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
He was a brunch buddy.
That must have been recent.
Monday. He died Monday.
Oh, that's sad.
He had a heart attack, I think.
Yeah,
He
that's
was on Geek Brunch. He was the one
He
that
was.
had a
He
Geek
had Geek
Brunch.
Brunch. Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
At
yeah.
his what was it, Gypsy Cafe? Was that
Yeah,
his?
the Gypsy Cafe, and he had a Geek Brunch every Sunday, I think, or Saturday. That's how I met
Yeah, at
him,
his restaurant.
because he contacted me about the podcast and he had a Geek Brunch. So
Yeah, I'm like.
did you get to meet him? I don't remember if he was at
Yeah,
Heroes or
he
yeah,
was
you
at
did?
Heroes. For
Okay.
sure, 1 year, maybe a couple of years. So yeah,
Yeah.
I didn't meet him.
He's a giant of a
Yeah,
man.
you can't forget meeting him because
Yeah, I have the picture of
Cute.
him somewhere where I'm next to him, and I think
It's
I'm
like,
up his,
well,
at his
he must have
waist.
been, I don't know, like, what was he, like 6'5" or something?
Oh no, I think he was 6'8". I think he was
Okay.
bigger.
Yeah, it's hard to tell once you get that, tall.
Yeah.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah, he. It does stink.
That's
He
when.
recorded with Daryl a lot, Daryl and Donnie Salvo.
Yeah, he did
So,
the they did the TV one,
yeah,
right?
the TV one, yeah, Nothing's On.
Yeah. That's
And I think he was on another one with Daryl, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think he probably was.
Yeah, so
But
that was a devastating loss to the podcast community.
yeah, and that's one of the reasons I do the treadmill every day, 'cause
So you can get hit by a bus as soon as you step out your house.
for my 'cause people of any size when you get to our age can if you're if you don't get that heart moving or you can
You
run
get it
into well we've no
unclogged.
we've known people who several people who've gone that way and it's
Yep. Some a lot younger than us.
sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric.
Yep.
Blood Syndicate, Season 1. So this one, why I remembered to say it is because Juan Castro is part of the Taylor Network.
Yeah, he's on whatever. I can't
No
remember what they're.
apologies.
Yeah, no apologies. That's it. I blanked on it, the name of it. Yeah,
Are you gonna get Blood Syndicate or you're not?
I get the number ones of those.
Then you have Duo. This one's interesting because it's a
Yeah,
new
what
character
some
of a female and a male,
it's on my list.
and they come together to form a superhero. And
Yeah.
it's kind of like at one time Dr. Fate was sort of like that. It was a son and a stepmom that would merge together to form Dr. Fate. So this is a, I guess, a similar premise, and this is a milestone book.
Yeah, new milestone. I'm on board for that. Oh, speaking of milestone, I got my Milestone Compendium Volume 1.
Oh, there you go.
That's a monster. It's
Yeah, it
beautiful.
is.
I was just flipping through it. There's so much stuff in there. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot that they were collecting that much stuff in just the one in each compendium. So good. I'm
Then
excited to start going through that.
we have Justice League Road to Dark Crisis, number one, and the Free Comic Book Day one. The Free Comic Book Day one, I'm real curious because every time I've gone through, if I miss anything from DCBS, it's usually these Free Comic Book Day ones. They forget to send them to me, or they say they're not in stock or whatever. So, yeah, I gotta make sure that I put that
That
in
you
the
get that
order.
one. Is it orderable?
I would
Okay,
think
I'm
so.
blocking.
It's got a 30-cent price tag
I'm gonna look
on
right
it.
now. What's it called? Forgot today.
Dark Crisis.
Free comic day.
And there's also a Galaxy, the Prettiest Star Free Comic Book Day edition, and a DC
Kids
League
one,
of Super
yeah.
Pets. This is actually based
Yeah.
on a movie, though. It looks incredible.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for the movie or commercial for it or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see it at the big screen if I can get Barb to go see it.
Yeah, I'll have to see if my youngest son might go see that with me. Although I don't know if I want to
I do because it's Crypto and it's a dog and I love
Yeah,
that
you
shit.
love your dogs.
There's a Zatanna soft cover, The Jewel of Gravesend.
That's a
This is one of
YA, right?
those YA.
Yeah. You stopped getting those, right?
I'm sticking with the Zatanna. There's a couple of them I'm
A
still
couple you're still
getting,
getting?
yeah.
Yeah.
because I liked them.
Yeah, I think I would like the Zatanna. You know, I like my teenage witches.
There you go. And then they have, like, spotlights on some trades. Mostly celebrating Black Adam because of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a Batman 89 and Detective Comics Fear State. That's this fear. This Detective Comics is really good. A really good run. The Sandman Universe Nightmare Country by James Tynan.
Mm-hmm.
Lisandro Estherin.
Lisandro Estherin. And then the return.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that? Fables. Were you a Fables guy or no?
I was, yeah, but I always got Fables in trade.
Oh, so
I'll
you'll
get, yeah, wait. I'll get this first issue just because it's cool. You know, the return or whatever. But then I'll just get, I'll wait for the trade. Trades.
And then That's good. Just get into the...
I just need to finish reading Fables before... It comes out.
Hey, what are you on, volume two?
I think I got it to like six. So how many do I have to go? Oh yeah, I got a few to go. How many is there? 22? Oh. I gotta start reading.
You better get on it.
Gotta make sure I have them all. I think I do.
The only other collected edition I'm going to be getting this month is the Superman Golden Age, Volume 7.
Did I have anything else? No, although the Absolute Swamp thing did catch my eye.
That's a good one to have, but Absolutes are so big.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to...
They're monsters.
I mean, it is...
They're not big though. In terms of thickness. They're big because they're long.
Yeah. It would be nice to see the Bernie Wrightson art.
Yeah.
That's big.
Len Wein, that's some good stuff. So you want to jump to the Marvels? Do you have a copy of that?
Yeah, let me find it here.
There's a lot of number ones in here.
Uh-oh, let's see. DC. There we go, Marvel. Let me close this one.
See, I always think that I'm going to get less Marvel, but I am so happy reading Marvel now. Like, I'm in the mode where I just want to do DC and Marvel. I don't want to read anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my mood right now.
It's giving you what you want right now.
Yeah. It's scratching the itch. So, last month they solicited Captain America, but now they don't have Captain America. They have Captain America, Symbol of Truth, which is more the Sam Wilson Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the guy writing Black Panther? I gotta look that up, because if he's the guy writing Black Panther, this is gonna be amazing.
Black Panther Legends.
Black Panther is... Well, this is the Legends guy. I'm not talking the Legends. I'm talking Black Panther proper.
Proper guy.
That's the one that I'm loving right now. That is amazing. Like, the new Black Panther, it could be like the next movie. That's how good it is. It's like, just keep going. I like it.
I'll have to
like it a lot.
Get that one from the library.
So, then you have the big event, the Banner War.
Donny Banner Cates. Of War. Yep.
I am really excited for the next one though, because I love Savage Avengers and Conan. This one has is David Pipos and Carlos Magno.
Oh, baby.
And it's got
Yes.
Deathlock. Yes.
It does.
And
Yeah.
Weapon H. It looks like a version of the Black Knight,
Yeah,
Anti-Venom,
Black Knight.
Cloak and Dagger, and Elektra Daredevil. It's gonna be pretty sweet. And they give you a little sample of a two-page spread, and it looks amazing. I like Magno. I hope he hits it with the fans, 'cause when he was doing like Planet of the Apes and all that stuff, he was just awesome for
Yeah, his I
Boom.
love his art. He's one of my favorites. Yeah, so I'll for sure be getting this one. I'll not be getting Spider-Man 2099.
I will, because I like Miguel O'Hara. And there's a lot of first appearances, like the Exodus says it's the first appearance of the Winter Soldier 2099, and they're like Witness Loki 2099 on the second
Oh,
one.
so collectible.
And number one has Dave Wachter art, and I really like him.
Ah, oh, so do I. All right, maybe I'll have to get. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence.
It looks like each issue, though, is like standalone. It's interesting. We'll see.
Oh, there's a different. Yeah, there's different. Maybe I'll just get number one because that has the Wachter art. Number two has a different artist.
Yeah, Marco Castellillo.
Castiello.
And Paul Fry is doing the Alpha. Dark Reign Omega, this is an awesome series. I just started to read it. I read 1 through 3 this weekend. It's really good. The Kingpin has sort of taken over New York and put a mandate against superheroes and formed his own Thunderbolts. And yes, it sounds sort of familiar, like Civil War kind of thing. It has elements that are similar, but it's so well told. I can't wait
Cool.
to see how that ends. And this is a one shot that
Yes.
follows it. Also kicking out of Devil's Reign is
Devil's Reign.
Thunderbolts. I am going to get it. This one features Hawkeye, Spectrum, America Chavez, Power Man, Persuasion. I don't even know who Persuasion is, but it looks like the Purple Man's daughter. So that should be interesting, because the Purple Man and the kids play a big part in Devil's Reign. And then there's this new guy called Guts and Glory. I like how they spell that.
Guts and glory.
Guts and Glory.
A good name.
It's witty.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting that or not. We'll see. We'll see.
Moon Knight facsimile edition for those that missed the original. They can jump in now. And I've been real selective on the X-Men, but Jerry Duggan is one that I like, so I will be getting this 2-issue, 48-page X-Men Unlimited. I bet you'll be getting this next one.
I will.
Did you back in the day get all the Arthur Adams Fantastic Four
I
issues?
did. That
Yeah.
was high. I remember getting them. I remember looking forward to them each month because of the Arthur, because of the art.
Yeah.
Those covers are great.
The Fantastic Four was the Gray Hulk, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Ghost Rider. So that, and it's written by Peter David with art by Alan Robinson. You can get a hidden gem variant, but usually those hidden gem variants, this was by Arthur Adams, are one of they're not the same price as the rest of them.
Yeah, I'll get that cover if it's
Same price.
same price. Otherwise, I'll just get the probably the Simonson one. But yeah, I'd love to have the Arthur Adams one.
There's a secret invasion coming.
The new secret invasion.
Ryan North
Ryan
and
North.
Francesco Mobili.
Then they have Gambit number one, which looks to be.
I like the way it looks. Plus, the
Chris
cover is by
Claremont.
Wils Portacio. So, you know, I've been trying to
Yes.
get all the image guys
I
stuff.
will definitely get his cover. Actually, I like his cover the best anyway.
It is the best.
Yeah, I'll get that one. Just check it out.
Amazing Spider-Man, still bi-monthly and not weekly anymore. Venom has been really good. I think I'm caught up to four, and I need to read five, but I'm almost caught up. And then he's also do Ram V's also doing Carnage. And then we got a bunch of continuing series. I added Silk back to my list. I wasn't originally getting it, but I read the first one and I really liked it. And then Savage Spider-Man I added to my list as well. This is just a crazy. There was a title called Non-Stop Spider-Man by Joe Kelly, and it was very fast-paced and cool, and this is really Non-Stop Spider-Man. They just
So
rebranded
they've
it.
renamed it, yeah. Oh yeah, they actually kind of give it away on the title
Yep.
that they just renamed it.
It's the same look and feel.
Yeah. Then the restart or new series, new volume, I guess, in X-Men Legends.
Yeah,
They
which
got a
is
new number one. They've whacked her
I'm
again.
just continuing.
Yeah, I guess I'll just continue it.
And I like the cover. The cover A is Carrie Andrews. It is awesome. It's shown on the.
It is. At first, I liked the Nico Hen, whatever, Henrichsen, because I like his watercolor art. I do like that
I don't
cover.
care for the watercolor. I really don't. It looks.
I like it. But the regular cover, it's so retro. It's
Retro,
awesome.
well, giant size X-Men looking, yeah. He looks cool.
It's cool. So I gotta get
He's
that.
really become a really good cover artist. I like his stuff.
Yeah.
I'm staying out of the Knights of X. That's really Excalibur. And then Legion of X was the Nightcrawler book, but I forget what it was called. X-Men Red used to be called Sword. So they're just rebranding these. Immortal X-Men, I think, is a new thing, but I'm not getting any of them. But
Yeah, I'm not getting
I'll
these.
probably go to the store and look at it on the shelf and get number one.
Got it.
I don't know. I hope not, but Because the problem is I might like it. But you can never judge a book by the first issue. Like there was that Thing mini series.
No, you can all you always judge a book by the first issue.
No, the
Oh, you.
thing that I would have missed out on the thing because I didn't like the first issue and then
Yeah.
I didn't like the second issue and then I got to the third and I was
Yeah,
like, holy crap, this is awesome.
that's too far in to start getting good. I don't have that kind of time. Like this Wolverine patch cover.
Yeah, I this is gonna be good. Larry Hama and Andrea DeVito. There's a variant by Kevin Eastman too.
Yeah, I saw that.
X-Men, Jerry Duggan. This is the one X-Men book I'm still getting. And I can't remember if I ordered X-Men 92. I gotta find out. And I stuck with New Mutants and X-Force. So I didn't get all the new ones, but I stuck with the existing
With
ones.
the yeah the
And Wolverine,
main
yeah.
titles.
I did like Sabretooth number one, and I said I wasn't gonna get it, and I got it, and it was really good. But I don't know if I'm just gonna go to the digital realm. Like if I can get number two at the store, I will probably keep getting it. But if I can't, I'll probably just read it digitally.
Go digital, yeah.
Excellent. I had to get it because it was the Peter Milligan and Ecstatics team.
Outfit, yeah.
Punisher continues, Ghost Rider continues. I'm getting those. Avengers, I'm getting those. Fantastic Four, I'm getting those. Iron Man, well, I'm getting most Marvel. Oh, John Ridley is the guy that's writing the book I like a lot about Black Panther. Eternals is incredible. I'm really digging that. I've fallen a little bit behind, but I'm like on issue 7. I'm getting She-Hulk, I'm getting Maestro, I'm getting Strange. Strange is going to be interesting because it's Clea taking the mantle of Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I've always thought Clea is just the sexiest thing, man. I've always thought she was gorgeous. Moon Knight
Look at
got
the
both
cover,
series.
Bjorn Behrens.
Yeah, Spawn guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he seems to be doing a lot of Marvel now, too.
Yeah, well, I think that's all he does is covers, so.
Got some great Moon Knight stuff. And then we got the finale to Silver Surfer Rebirth. And Captain Marvel. Getting those and. Hey, there's a book I'm not getting, Captain Carter. There's one I'm not getting.
You go.
Iron Fist, I'm getting. Shang-Chi. I'm getting Marvels. I'm not getting Deadpool Blood because it was already. That's reprinting the hardcover that went directly to hardcover, even though
Okay.
it's Rob Liefeld.
Yeah.
I already have it.
Yeah.
Alien 12, yep. King Conan, oh, this is another one where the issue number one didn't rock my world, but then I read issue two and I'm like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Came together.
Don't judge an issue one, you make a mistake. Star
There's
Wars Obi-Wan.
Yeah, Christopher Cantwell. One
That's
of
your
my
guy.
favorites. Yeah.
Are
So
you getting
definitely
that?
I'll be getting number one.
Yeah. I'm all in on Star Wars, but I'm not gonna get Star Wars Tales Chris Stanton because I have the originals. It's just a reprint.
Yeah, they're doing the
Just
IDW thing and bringing out specials on characters with different
yeah.
stories.
And then we get interesting in the collected
What
editions, but I'm gonna be good and only stick with my Conans just so I can complete them.
Yeah, I am interested in this Miracle Man omnibus.
Why is it missing so much, though? Isn't it missing the Alan Moore stuff?
No, I think this is the Alan Moore stuff.
He's not listed in the creators.
Well, I think he's the original writer. I think they can't put his name because of legal reasons.
Oh, the original writer is Mick Angelo.
No.
Yes? You want to make a bet? He's the one that created Miracle Man.
Well, it's easy to find out because all you have to do is look to see who wrote these issues. Always thought the original writer was. Because it says original
No.
writer with Michelangelo. But I'll pull it up. A mirror. But to your point, it is missing. Like it only prints issue
One,
one, three,
three,
and then six through
six through
16,
16.
which I'm not sure if it's because of the story reasons or legal reasons or what. Let's see, Miracle Man, 1985. So the first issue is Alan Moore. The second issue is Alan Moore.
But it's not, he's not doing, they don't print that one.
And the third issue is Alan Moore. Yeah, I don't. So I don't. I'm not sure why.
And then what is 6 through 16?
Let's see. Six is Alan Moore. And random. Yeah, it's all Alan Moore.
So what it's missing then is the Neil Gaiman.
Well, Neil Gaiman is 17.
Okay.
So he came on at 17. But why? Yeah. Two, four, and five are missing is unknown to me. Unless maybe it crosses over with something. Don't know. But the early ones look like they're reprints from Warrior magazine.
That's the Mike Michelangelo.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's different
This is an
stories in it.
incre he's an incredibly complex lawsuit stuff
Yeah.
because
That's why I'm guessing
Michelangelo
that.
prevented it originally because he created it.
Yeah. Yeah, so this collects. So that of the first run, and then.
That's interesting, though. I didn't know they were gonna.
Oh, yeah, Warrior
I
1
didn't know
through.
original writer referred to Alan Moore.
Yeah, that's Alan Moore. Yeah, I guess they can't. I don't know what they're gonna do on the cover, just leave it off, I guess. What do you do on the inside though? Did you just put like no author? Because if you look, they have a cover here and it doesn't even have his name on it.
Yeah, they probably just say original writer.
Yeah. I can't tell you. But it also has Warrior 1 through basically 1 through 21. Oh, which was reprinted at in as two Miracle Man 2014, 1 through 16. In any case, I haven't read this stuff, but I probably won't end up getting it. Someday I'd like to read it, though.
$100.
I do have some single issues.
I have a few. I've been picking them up as I see them.
Yeah.
They're not too expensive.
No, they're not too bad.
I am getting the Conan Volume 9 and the Savage Sword Volume 8. I want to get Spectacular Spider-Man Omnibus, but I'm gonna hold out. Because that stuff hasn't been epicked yet, but maybe it will be.
Yeah, you figure out eventually they will. I don't think I had any other.
There's a Star Wars Legends Rebellion omnibus and another She-Hulk Dan Slott omnibus. And then Predator's coming back. I wonder if they settled the lawsuit. Because,
oh, yeah, Predator omnibus, yeah. That prints a ton of miniseries from Dark Horse. Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend
that's like that all of them, man.
King Conan trade that's solicited here based on the three issues that I read. I'd recommend the Eternals. That's really good. Alien is really good. A lot of the other stuff I'm not caught up on, so I can't comment on.
The Dark Ages trade, I'll probably get that at the library. I did read the first issue of that. It was really good.
And then the Epic Collection, Wolverine Epic Collection, Volume 9. Getting that. Amazing Spider-Man, Volume 8. And Captain America, Volume 11. It's good because there's less than six epics. That's good. There's only three.
That's pretty good.
That's a good sign. So now we get into the main. This is where I have to write things down because I want to write down the ones that I'm not planning on getting so I don't accidentally get them.
I want everything except for these.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what we got first. Image Comics. A new Jeff Lemire hardcover, Bone Orchard.
And I'm getting that because of the creative teams. Like, I can look at the creative, the art, and Jeff Lemire and just say, even though the price is $17.99, and say I want it. But just, if you want to wait for the soft cover, I'm sure there'll be a soft cover.
Yeah. So this is the first book in the new Bone Orchard mythos. I didn't know if this had been published before digitally or not.
Because
I know some of his stuff has been.
He might have done it for that panel syndicate. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably likely. Although, he didn't draw it, so maybe not.
I don't think he does draw much. So I'm trying to be real selective, but this 8 billion genies sounds awesome. And I heard the talk about it on the, what are they called? The Challengers podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them talk about this because they got a preview. And it sounds really intriguing.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. They have some preview pages. It's where everyone in the world gets a genie who will grant you one wish.
And it could happen simultaneously. Like, it could cause chaos.
Yeah, and it's Charles Soule, so you know it's going to be good. And Ryan Brown art, so yeah, that's a must get.
There's a book called Twig, which is already lighting up the speculators because they put out an ash can that's worth a lot. It's like $100 already.
Ooh.
And I think the ash can was originally priced at $20, so it went up $80. And here's oh, this issue.
Yeah, if you don't have $100, you can just get number one for $3.99.
There you go. Well, at discount.
And it's got Kyle Strom art, but this isn't. When I saw this art, I'm like, that's not what I remember Kyle Strom art looking like. This looks almost like Pixar or something.
Yeah.
Like, this could easily be Monsters, Inc. or something.
I'm not going to get Twig.
I'll get number one. Check it out. I like
I'm chickening out. Just if old Mike, like Mike last month, he would have gotten it. But
well, maybe I'll get two copies and then I'll sell you one for $100.
There you go.
Later.
Yeah, when I say, oh, I want that now.
I should have got it.
But I am gonna get Fuck This Place. I like
Fuck this
this.
place.
I like the title right off the bat. Matter of fact, I always say this every day. Fuck this place. So.
And then you go to work, and then you leave the house and go to work. This is Kyle Starks. I like that. The six sidekicks of Trigger Keaton was good.
So, yeah, I am gonna get Fuck This Place. Metal Society falls under drama, fantasy, and sci-fi. This guy did Port of Earth, and I really like that, though.
Yeah, he did. This is about some kind of like rob fighting MMA fighting robots or something.
In the future, yeah.
The future, yeah.
I think I'm getting this one.
Yeah, I'll get number one.
Sounds interesting.
Check it.
I liked Unnatural, so I'm going to continue the journey.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get number one or just get the eventual collector
Trade,
version.
yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Have you read Frontiersman?
Frontiersman. I don't remember if I read that or not. I'll look it up. I thought I read number one.
If you read number one, I'd like to know what you thought.
I'm gonna look it up right now. So this is a one shot they're soliciting for. Frontiersman. Give it a 3 out of 5.
Did you put a note?
Yes, so retired hero approached to tree sit with environmental group. Was wordy, and I didn't find it very compelling. So what, it was not for me. But maybe it got better in the second issue.
Do you think it's for me?
I don't know, because I don't know where it went. I'm sure it went somewhere after the sitting in a tree with environmental people, because this one looks like it has some kind of a zombie Elvis attacking him.
That sounds cool. This next one, I'm on the fence on. I haven't made a decision yet. It's going to be on my total. The Dark Room OGN hardcover. I like the writer a lot. The premise sounds fantastic. The hunt for a camera containing an undeveloped photo of the face of true evil threatens to wipe out New York City one chilly autumn evening. This guy is the curator of a private collection of extremely dangerous cursed objects, and her night's about to go to hell. It sounds really good. But I'm writing it on my list of things that I might not get.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get it.
Because it's twi it's
It's hardcover.
yeah, it's $20.
Jerry Duggan. There are preview pages, though, so maybe you could read those and make a determination.
Were you an Age of Bronze guy?
I
That's an
pick up the
older
comics
one.
whenever I see them, but
Eric
I
Schanauer. This was popular.
haven't read a lot of them.
I didn't buy it at the time, but it was a critically acclaimed book when it was coming out.
It's a history type book, right?
The pages they give look really unusual. They look like it's an actual play or something.
Oh yeah, weird.
Yeah.
That's a strange preview pages, but maybe the whole issue is that way.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
I'm not either.
And then you got a bunch of trades. If you're a process junkie, pulp the process edition. I loved pulp.
Yeah, I saw that. That's a
Yeah.
hardcover of the first. Is it the first issue or
The whole
first?
book.
The first. Oh yeah, it was. Oh, I'm sorry.
It
It
was a
was a one.
direct to hardcover.
That's right. It wasn't a issue. Yeah. So this is turned. They've turned it into a 256-page book, where you get to see the script and the thumbnails and stuff. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they're collecting the Rick Grimes stories from whatever. What was that called? The Image.
Plus or something.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever I should say here. Skybound
Skybound
X.
X.
That's right, from Skybound X. So they've put it in a hardcover. So if you're a big fan of that storyline, now you can get to collect the hardcover. I still need to read those Skybound X's. Some point we'll have to
So
cover those.
do I. I
I know where they
had to
are.
at least read the first one.
Seems like something we should just like say we're going to start reading and do like each episode read like the next volume
Well,
or
we can do that. You
couple at a
want to
time.
do? We don't have that much on the queue for
On the
next
queue.
time. Do you want to try that Skybound X number one?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's a pretty thick one, so doing one at a time is probably the way to
Yeah.
go. Then you got some more trades to think about, but I am getting Swing. I really like that. Volume 5. Matt Hawkins and Yishun Lee. I think that's his girlfriend or something. I don't.
Yeah. Or is or was.
Yeah, was or is. Harley, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Get away from the
Got.
previews.
She's stepping on my previews because I'm laying on the floor. Oh, Ant is a must-buy.
I think I missed swing. How did I miss swing? Damn it. Stupid electronic previews.
There you go. It's a good thing there that I'm telling
Oh
you what to.
no. I think, yeah, I gotta look. I think I only, I don't know if I've ordered all of the swing. I might have only ordered the first volume of it. I'll have
Why
to look.
would you have done that? It was so good. We covered it.
Don't know. Maybe I, but if I want to get them, I can get them all this month, so.
That's true. And then you'll be broke.
Then I'll exceed my budget for the month. All right, what do I got next? Ant, Gunslinger, Ice
Yep.
Cream Man. I'm gonna get that Image anthology monthly.
That should be interesting.
So we'll be able to add that to our
A lot of awesome creative teams for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited actually that they're bringing out an anthology. I'm enjoying the anthologies lately.
Yeah. Did you ever get monkey meat?
No, I didn't get Monkey Meat.
Okay. I
I
was
think I
just
ordered
curious
Monkey
because
Meat.
I've heard some crazy shit about it. I didn't order it either. Radiant Black, I gotta get caught up on that so I can jump onto Radiant Red. I'm a real big fan of that. And Rogue Sun, it's all like a continuity type thing. Scorched, it's got black covers now. An all black cover B.
Oh yeah, I didn't notice that.
I think that's with all of them, like Gunslinger and everything.
So their sketch cover this month is black.
All black. Last week it was all white.
It's white. I wonder if it's the same. I wonder what kind of paper it is. I wonder if it's like the
I think it's the thick cover stock
The
that.
kind you can write on. I assume it would be.
And Spawn is the same. Cover B.
Kind of like the black cover. I'm not gonna
Yeah.
get it though. Refuse.
Steven Platt cover that they don't show of Walking Dead is there. There's two more.
Do they list it? They do.
They list it, but they don't show it.
They don't show it. Oh, they got A,
Even on
B, and D.
D, yeah. And on the other one, they have A and B. I'm gonna just buy it because it's Platt. I don't know what I'm gonna get.
Yeah, can't go wrong though.
To get to the Dark Horse section, Brian Michael Bendis is continuing with Pearl. This is the third. I've enjoyed Pearl quite a bit, so I'm gonna get this.
Next volume, yeah.
Yep. I've never been a Shaolin cowboy fan.
Yeah, I've never really gotten into it. I mean, I
It
appreciate the art.
is so weird. Like
It is very weird,
I
yeah.
read it and I just like get lost in it. The art is very strange too, I think. It's like a hyper. There's a lot of line works in his
Yeah,
art.
he's hyper detailed, like
Hyper detailed,
Dick
yeah.
Rip. I do like in one panel there's a dude, a drunk guy dude puking on the street, and then there's a dog eating the
Yeah.
That's the attention to detail. But even the background characters. Oh, that's I didn't notice this lizard is lighting another lizard cigarette with his tongue.
I'm actually kind of surprised that you're not into it. I really thought that you'd be
Probably should
into it.
be, but it's one of those things that I didn't get on board at the beginning, and now it's just too intimidating
Yeah.
to
Not
try and.
getting anything until the Avatar and the Jenny Zero. And then there's a new Tales of Harrow County, so I'm still getting that Cullen Bunn. And then everything else is the same for me.
Yeah, I'm getting that. There's a couple I think these are OGNs. Astonishing Times. I guess it's not an OGN. It says collects issues 1 through 5 of Astonishing Times, which I don't even remember that. And then there's Eden Trade, which that might be an
That's
OGN. Oh, that's a
Comixology.
Comixology. Yeah.
Just
Maybe
like
these are both Comixology.
that series We Are Demons. It's
Yeah.
Comixology, except it's coming out in singles. There's a Black Sad for you.
Yes, that's probably my pick of the month.
I know you
The
love
new
that.
hard black side hardcover. Super excited about that. Add that to the collection. That'll be the fourth one. Oh man, so good.
The one that I find interesting is the Complete Aztec Ace, because this is the one that was, it's alive, and it says, even says there, this is the guy that burned me on so many Kickstarters, and I just stopped getting his Kickstarters and just bought them from It's
Yeah.
Alive.
Yeah.
But it even says
I
collected
know
here
for
for
the
the
first
first
time.
time by It's Alive and Dark Horse, so it's like,
So he teamed up with
yeah,
he must have come to them and said,
I need some
I don't
help.
have enough money to bring this out.
Yeah,
Do you guys want to partner up 'cause it's in your wheelhouse?" Yeah,
that's right.
I've never read any Aztec Ace. Let me see what I have. What do I own of Aztec Ace? I'm sure I have a few issues of it. I have 2 issues. Oh, I do have number 1. Maybe I should read number 1 and see if I like it. That's a big boy, though. 528 pages.
Yep.
Is this a Kickstarter?
Yeah, I supported it.
Oh, did you say that already? I missed that.
Yeah, I supported it, but I misordered it. Like, I meant when I ordered it, I meant to get the trade or whatever piece of it, and I accidentally selected digital. And there's chances of me reading this digitally are slim to none.
Yeah, for some reason I seem to have trouble conceptualizing reading a 500-page digital book. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Seems too big.
I'm going to be getting Criminal Macabre, Spirit of the Demon by Steve Niles. I love these Cal McDonald stories, and this is an original graphic novel. So
Which one are you
it's
looking at?
not reprinting. It's on page 122.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But if you're not in the Criminal Macabre universe, you probably, it's like that Shaolin cowboy,
Yeah, I do have a few trades of Criminal Macabre, but not all of them. So, have you got your Aztec Ace yet? Since it. Did they release the digital or not? I'm guessing
They
no.
did,
Oh, they did. So you could read it right now.
but I'm not going to.
Tell me, you could tell me how it is.
I have the originals. I liked it quite a bit when it came out.
Okay.
That's why I went for it.
That's why you got the collection.
Yeah.
You got digital because then you don't have to travel to your storage unit to store it. Smart. What do I have next?
IDW.
Where's my list?
Oh, did I tell you I read another manga? I read Chainsaw Man.
Oh, how was that?
I
With a dude
liked it.
with chainsaws for arms?
I enjoyed it quite a bit, so I ordered the second and third volume from Amazon.
Is that one that has like. It's gonna have like 20 volumes or something.
I think it's only up to 9 or 10.
Insane. Yeah. What's it called?
Chainsaw Man.
I just changed my man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I liked it.
I'll have to check that one. I'm sure the library has that one. They have all kinds of mangas. So IDW. I think I want to get Transformers Last Bot Standing number one.
Any
It
reason why?
appeals to me. The war for Cybertron is long over. On the far edge of nowhere, a visitor arrives, and Donnacht will never be the same again. I don't know. It seems like a dystopian Transformers story.
Yep.
So I'm gonna check it out.
Our buddy Shannon Gallant is back on G.I. Joe. 294. I'm getting that. I'm getting Godzilla Rivals. I'm getting the one shot. I'm getting the Godzilla versus Power Rangers. The Rocketeer.
I did order Rocketeer number one.
Ninja Turtles, both the that and the Rat King.
Yeah, I'll get both of those.
And Star Trek, I get those two Star Treks. And I think I'm done once you hit Transformers.
Yeah, I don't have anything else for IDW.
I'm surprised you're not a Usagi Yojimbo guy.
Yeah, I'm not. I appreciate it.
Being a Ninja Turtle guy, though, I'm surprised. Plus, you like the
I appreciate it.
anthropomorphic.
Yeah, and I do have several of the collected editions, like the omnibus editions. But I'm not, you know, I'm not a super crazy about samurai stories.
Yeah, you
We've
say that.
established that.
I think that's weird that you say that. 'Cause I don't think you know what a samurai story is. The
Read Usagi
guy who
Yojimbo.
walks around with a sword? Is
I've
that
seen
what you...
samurai movies, and I have appreciation for them, but then I just don't enjoy them that much for
Let's
whatever
get to
reason.
Dynamite.
Vampirella Strikes number one
I'll be getting that.
with art by Jonathan Lau. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I'm gonna get it just because of Jonathan Lau. Well, I'd probably get it anyway, but I'm especially getting it.
I'm getting Elvira because I love these Elvira books. I really like that cover C because it looks like one of those old school Gold Keys or Dells, right?
Let me, which one?
It's on page
Oh,
153.
there. Which cover, I mean?
See?
What do you think it looks like?
An old Gold Key Twilight Zone or.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it does look like a. Well, it's got the psycho lady on there.
Yeah.
Or like a pulp novel or something.
No, they look like. It looks like comics that they used to put. That's like a
I know what you're talking
Twilight
about.
Zone.
Yeah, like a Dell. And I'll get this because the writer.
Yeah, he's good with. He's done the other Elvira too, I think.
Yeah, he's good. He's funny.
We got our Red Sonja, Red Sitha. I'm all in on the Red Sonjas.
That one, I think. What's special about that? I didn't have anything special about it. I thought it was there was something special about it. I guess not. Well, it's Mirka Andolfo.
Spins off from her, yeah. She's
Yeah, her
like
last
her last series.
run. Yeah.
I think it's a different character.
Yeah, it looks like a different character, a young woman. Sitha the Red. I'll get that.
Then I'm getting Project Superpowers. I always have a hard times with these covers though, which one I want. I like cover D because it's got the Black Terror as a female.
Yeah, I'd probably get that one.
John Carter of Mars, getting that. Haven't decided on the cover yet, but it'll probably be cover B, which is the Linsner. Immortal Red Sonja. I'll be getting cover A. Could skip the boys. Baldwin's Big Adventure picture book. I could skip that.
You're not going to get the kids' board book.
No, but I'm going to get the facsimile edition of Vampirella Bloodlust by James Robinson and Joe Jusko.
Originally published in 1997. Is
Yep.
that what it was called? It must be. I don't have that.
Don't either.
Don't think. What's it called? Bloodlust?
Yep.
Nope, don't have it.
Barbarella number 10. I'll probably go with the Butch Geist just because I've been getting that cover. Betty Page, The Alien Agenda. I'll be actually getting the cover A. But you can't really tell the other covers because two of them are previous covers.
Yeah.
That sucks. Dynamite Never Dies.
It's got the Species parody cover.
Mm-hmm. Draculina, Gilliam March. There I am. That's the cover I'm getting.
Yeah, you gotta get the Gilliam March.
Hell Sonia, cover A, Perillo. Jennifer Blood. I have trouble with these covers. I don't know which one I want.
Jennifer Blood.
I'll probably go with the Tim Bradstreet.
Yeah, the A cover is very stylistic.
Yeah.
Depends if you want a cool stylistic cover or a sexy cover.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the stylistic.
I would do that because those are more rare when it comes to Dynamite books.
True.
You get a sexy cover any day, any day of the week.
Just like on Nick's, I'm going to be getting the cover C, the sexy one.
There you go. Oh, that's a cool cover. I like it.
Yeah, it's very sexy.
Very artistic.
Panther. This one is going to be cover A for me. Although I do like cover C.
I like some of the art, the artists they have on these books. The interiors look good on all of these.
They've lately improved in the interiors.
Yeah, this one looks good, and then there was one earlier. Which one was it?
And then they got Jonathan Lau on the interiors on the other one.
Yeah, the Hell Sonia one.
That's gonna be good.
The interior art looked really good in that one too.
Red Sonia, I will probably get cover A. Sheena, definitely cover A. Although I do like the cosplayer there. Woo. Jungle Girl.
Yeah, I did notice that one. That's a nice...
Oh, boy.
That's a nice Jungle Girl.
And then Dracula and Holy, the Perillo cover.
Yeah.
And that takes us to Kaboom!
Kaboom! We're not getting Dune. Are you still getting Dune?
Yeah, I don't know why, though, because I like it. I like it, but Dune is like one of those political sci-fi things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
wait, we missed something.
What did we miss?
I gotta go back to Dynamite. I don't know what page it's on.
The statue?
No, the Elvira Mistress of the Dark collection.
Oh, yeah, that kickstarted that.
Because it's a collection of all the...
Of the Claypool, right?
Yeah, the Claypool issues, yeah. So it's like one through... Yeah, 26 issues.
That was the one that I told you I bought because I kept asking him, are you going to solicit this? Are you going to solicit this? I ended up getting the hardcover, but they would never answer me, probably for reasons that we know, right?
Yeah, they wanted you to...
They wanted me to buy the Kickstarter.
Buy the Kickstarter, yeah. But, I mean, if you got a hardcover and they're soliciting a trade, then that's a good... Unless you... Because I assume in the Kickstarter they had both the trade
it's
and the
It's a really
hardcover.
Well put together hardcover. It's heavier than shit.
Like, oh, you have it already?
Yeah. It did arrive.
Okay. Yeah, it looks good. It has some interesting writers and artists. I think it had Dan Schaefer stories in it.
Yeah, we like him.
Looking through. It must have been like really early stuff for him.
Yeah.
This is from 93.
Are you going to get that?
I don't know. It's on my potential.
It's on your potential.
My potential list.
Grimm number one.
It's actually not bad because with the discount, it's like $26. So it's like a buck an issue. So
Less than I paid for my Kickstarter.
Well, you got the hardcover.
Yeah.
You probably paid $26 in shipping.
No, I don't think it was that bad. I think it was like 10.
Oh, that's not bad for a beast.
Mm-hmm. Grimm, number one. Are you going to get that? I am.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie Phillips and Flaviano.
Yeah, it's some woman gets recruited to be a Grim Reaper or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks cool. I hope I'm getting that.
Still getting Something Is Killing the Children, House of Slaughter. Ma, the soft cover. You should get that. I've been reading that. That's good.
Yeah, I'm going to get the Ma.
It's so good.
I was going to check my notes. I can't remember what I gave it.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I'm a big fan. I'm only 3 issues in, but I really like it.
Oh, is that the one about the women who went on that retreat? Oh, yeah, I'll get that. That was really good. That was really good.
I'm still getting Magic. I've been enjoying that. Once in Future, 7. I'm getting a lot of these. 7 Secrets, Faithless, Alice Ever After, The Killer. That's it for Boom for me. Ooh, we get to a Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
The Late in Valeria.
Yeah, I'll be getting that. This. Yeah, I'll get that for sure.
Max Bemis.
Yeah, he's been doing a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll get the...
I'm torn between the cover A and the cover C. I'm not sure. And then there's that
Harlequin. I like cover A. Yeah, the parody cover.
Yeah.
I'm going to just get an A. I like it.
I'm still getting the Sumerian, Life Zero. Oh, your Gilliam March is... Laura, but I don't know if you were getting that in singles.
I was, and I'm going to get the hardcover.
Oh, there you go.
I got to get the Gilliam March hardcover. I can't resist the Gilliam March hardcover. It's impossible.
Are you going to get the Hendrix, the Electric Requiem hardcover?
I'm not.
You're not a Hendrix fan.
I hope the Gilliam March hardcover is oversized. It doesn't say if it is or not. It probably isn't. I wish it was.
I don't think so.
No, I'm not going to get the Jimi Hendrix book.
My next one isn't till AC Comics Super Babe starring Femme Force. That's my next one.
Yeah, you've been getting that.
And then Aftershock, I got Bunny Mask, Dogs of London.
Are you going to get the Action Lab? The one book they have solicited? Oh, they got 2 books solicited. One's a trade.
I don't think so.
It's a, what's it called? Ballad of Ronin. It's a fantasy book.
That looks like it's not the Danger Zone.
No, it does not look Danger Zone. T for teen.
Yeah, I'll probably sit that one out. But I am getting Bunny Mask, Dogs of London. I'm gonna skip Spectro.
I'll get Dogs of London. Yeah, I'm not gonna get Spectro. Wando one shot. I don't think I might get it. Possibly.
And then I'm getting all the follow-on series. You got to get Heathen. Trade paperback. That was awesome.
Yeah, I ordered that last month.
Oh, is it solicited again?
I think so. It's weird because in this one, what do they call it? It's called like the Oh, wait, Heathens?
Yeah.
Sorry. I was thinking of something else. No, I didn't care. I didn't like it.
What?
You liked it more than I did.
I liked it. That was good.
I liked it, but I'm not going to get it. It didn't make the cut.
What is wrong with you?
Just didn't make the cut.
Ahoy Comics, I'm getting Guilt and The Wrong Earth. Purple One Shot. And I'm getting this Albatross Exploding Funny Books, number one.
Yeah, Albatross has an anthology now. Are anthologies selling now? It seems like more of them are popping up.
Yeah, more of those plus the original graphic novels, you know?
Yeah. So this features The Goon, La Diabla, Hillbilly, and Lester of Lesser Gods. So it's all Eric Powell, right? Those
mm-hmm.
are all his characters. I have to decide if I want to get that monthly. Maybe I will. It's quarterly. Well, that maybe I'll be able to read the first issue before the second one gets solicited. How about that? There's another Wrong Earth one shot.
Yeah.
Continuing their run of one shots, apparently.
American Mythology, I'm getting that Dreadful Dreamscapes.
Yeah, three female writers. And it looks like one of them is related to the publisher, James Corick.
Mm.
Noel Corick.
Are you going to get that one?
Yeah, probably.
I'm getting Monster Man, Isle of Terror.
New female writers, I guess, writing some horror. Why not? What'd you say?
I'm getting Tales of Isle of Terror.
Yeah.
I'm getting the Three Stooges Play Ball Special.
Yeah, I get all the Three Stooges ones.
I've been getting these Cavewoman one-shots, but I haven't gotten one yet. So I don't
really?
Know. Yeah, I haven't gotten one.
It seems
one.
Like you've been ordering. Well, this is resolicited, so
it
apparently
could
you
be.
Had one canceled.
I might get it again then.
Yeah, you have to. That's probably why you haven't got it yet.
Antarctic.
Three Stooges. Antarctic, yes. I'm going to get... I got a new Chuck Dixon book.
Yeah, I'm going to get that unprepped.
Yeah, unprepped.
And I'm going to get Samurai. 2.0.
Yeah, I'll get the first issue... Well, that as
get
well.
Exciting comics.
Do you see it says a series from Action Lab arrives at Antarctic Press?
Samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did that come out through Antarctic Press or Action Lab, or was it one that?
Hold on, let me check the database. Samurai
was never was supposed to be published by Action Lab, and they pulled it.
There's so many different samurais. I'm going to have to go to each one of these. Aracel, 1987.
Yeah, I got to have that.
1987 to 1988, Samurai Volume 2. So all these samurai. Are there's a lot of volumes from Aracel. Warp has one called Samurai. Cinco has one. That's foreign. Mad Monkey has one from 1996. Samurai 2.0, yep. Action Lab. Let's see if they have
covers
with it.
I don't see it on my comic shop. They have cold-blooded samurai.
Samurai 2.0, did you look it up?
Yeah.
I see it in my database.
I don't
And
trust you.
also a trade for it.
There's a trade.
My database says there's one. I don't own any. I didn't buy this.
And it says it came out.
Yeah.
I don't see any existence of this in the world.
Well, maybe it was pre-solicited and it went to the database. Just because it isn't in my comic shop doesn't mean it's there. Is that your truth?
Want to see. I'll look on eBay. That will tell me. Oh, there it is. Samurai 2.0. I guess it did come out. I
There you go.
wonder if it finished.
I think it did because there's a trade.
So are they republishing it?
That sounds like it.
Okay. Well, I didn't get it the first time. I should look to see
I
why I
didn't
didn't order it the
either.
first time.
Maybe I won't get it this time. Maybe I won't. Or maybe I can at least look at some reviews. You know what
That's
I
what I was
mean?
thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
See if it's worth getting.
I'm getting Gold Digger, Planet Comics, Exciting Comics, and Horror Comics.
That's a
The whole
lot of
shebang.
anthologies. I'm getting them
Yep.
all. All.
Archie, I'm getting the Fox one shot.
Yeah, I'm
Damn.
probably gonna get that.
Of all the Archie characters, you know, the heroes, the Dark Circle or whatever you want to call them, Red Circle, I like the Fox the least. But
Yeah, I think I
I'm
didn't.
gonna
I think I
get
did
it.
not like the previous iterate release of the Fox.
Yeah. This one shot seems interesting. Archie meets Riverdale. So it's like classic Archie meets the Riverdale
Yeah,
Archie.
it's pretty funny.
Daniel Kibblesmith.
Just a one shot. Are
Yeah.
you still watching that show?
Yes, but me and Barb are on the last season, but Barb, we finished Riverdale, right? Oh, we still have to finish it, but we're like five episodes away. Half a season left.
Okay.
But we got to 1853. I'd rather watch that. 1883. I'll never get it right, Barb. You're just gonna have to forgive me.
It's close enough. You know, she knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, she does. I get it
Yep.
wrong every time.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna get the Archie Meets Riverdale. Probably not.
Why wouldn't you? It's a one shot. It's Daniel Kibblesmith.
I
It's
didn't
gotta
really
be
watch the
good.
show, though.
It's a darker version of Archie. Just know that.
I know it
That's all
is.
you
I
need to
seen,
know.
yeah, I watched part half the first season and then gave up on it. But I mean, it should be pretty funny though.
The only episodes I don't like are the musical ones. Those are the ones I hate.
Yeah, I
It's
don't
like pulling
care for that.
teeth.
Those are the ones you skip or you do
I fight my way
watch it
through
while doing
them.
something else, while going through
I
previews.
fight. Yeah, I'll look through previews in the background. So, AWA has Devil's Highway Volume 2, number 1. I'm getting the Joneses.
Let me see what I.
Oh, you're gonna have to get the Knighted trade paperback. That was good.
That was good. Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
Hit Me, number 3. Primos, number 4.
Yep. And there's a new Mezzo
I'm not getting those because
Volume
those,
Two.
they only put, come out with like number one and then they go directly to trade.
I don't think this one is, because it says 1 of 5.
Oh. They do that a lot, a brave, a wave blue world.
Yeah, they do that for some of their books. And then from Bad Kids Press, I'm getting Frank and Rocker and the Jailbait Punks in
Yep.
single issues.
I stayed away from that publisher.
Yeah, I know you're staying away. The other ones, I'm getting just the first issue. But I will be getting a Never Ender from Behemoth.
Yeah, same here. And then Blind Alley.
And Blind Alley, cover A. I'm going to get cover C and cover A.
Cover C of the Never Ender.
Of the Never Ender, yeah.
I'm still all in, but I'm not getting Stargirl. That's the only one I'm not getting on.
Stargirl.
Wait a second. What is this Hotline Miami Wildlife? Is that.
Yes.
No, but they only had the
Oh,
first one
trade.
in. Yeah, but this is volume two. So
So they didn't put out singles.
they didn't even do the singles.
Damn. That's cold.
What is happening? Or is vol let me gotta look this up real quick.
No, it's volume two, the final volume completing the spin-off comic based on the video game series, catching us up where we last left off. I don't know.
I
But
think
did
I
it? It may have come out in single issues because it may have just been.
Yeah, I bet it was 4 and 4.
Yeah, they must have split it
And
into two.
I have all the singles. Yep.
Okay, there you go. So you don't have to
And
get
book one was 1 through 4. I could see it in the database.
it. Okay.
I don't have to get that then.
I have to get it. But you're saved.
I am.
Woo. I need to read the first one.
Black Mask, I'm getting God Killer. That's it.
I'm getting nothing.
Binge Comics?
Yes.
Super Suckers, right?
Yep. Oh, I read Startup, if you want to read that.
Oh, okay.
Unless you've already read it.
I have not. I have read. Remember, I was getting those from. I don't know if it's reprinting them. So
From
far, it
Walmart.
hasn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been getting those from Cowabunga because
Oh, that's right. That was
he's
the.
getting
Yeah.
them Sight Comics
Yeah.
from there. So, Startup. We got Super Suckers. I'm getting that. I'm getting Wilder number 4. I'm getting Emo Girl. From Bliss on Tap, I'm getting Duel. From Blood Moon Comics, I'm getting Deviltry. This is Deviltry's really good. I like that one a lot. Usher of the Dead and White River Monster, but I haven't read the White River Monster yet.
I'm getting Usher of the Dead. And then this Train 8 looks interesting. About some kind of a virus breakout on a train.
Oh, I have those in singles.
Train 8. I
Yeah.
wonder if I got the first issue of that. I'll have to look that one up. Remember
Billy the
getting it.
Kid is going to trade for Blue Juice. That's Justin Gray.
Yeah, I got those in singles. Oh, then I did have a question on Boundless. They have a couple bag sets again, like they do every month. So this time they have the Ravening, Ravening, and Web Witch.
I like the Ravening better.
You like the ra I didn't look to see if I read that. I think I might
Yeah.
have read the first one. So you like that better than the Web Witch?
Yes. But I don't know. You might think differently, but I
Yeah.
like the Ravening pretty. I thought it was really good.
All right, I'll have to look at my notes.
don't have anything until Clover Press. I'm still getting the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, there's a trade for Cassidy's Secret, so I need to read that, which was the Antonio Fuso art.
Getting Lady Death, Sacrificial Annihilation. The cheaper cover. I'm getting Dig, a Sync Tale from Comics Tribe.
Yeah, I
gotta
Sync. Decide if I want to get that one. Sync was a little very dark.
I liked that. It was good.
It's almost too dark. Like, there's nothing redeeming about it. It's just people getting killed in horrible ways. Then what do I have next? I have to look in my notes. Oh, Floating World is my next one.
It might be my next one too. What are you getting, the Lance Stanton Wayward Warrior?
Yeah, because it's a reprint of a... What was it, 80s, 90s? What does it say? 89. So it resurrects this obscure DIY gem from 1989. I do not own the... One from 1989, so.
I don't either.
And I've never heard of it.
I'm trying to find where my next... Oh, dose number 5 is coming out. From It's Alive. I'm getting that.
Yes.
That's the next one I'm getting. Strange Attractors, still getting Entangled River.
Wait, what page is that on?
334.
You skipped Heavy Metal.
I did. Is there anything Heavy Metal this month?
Well, one thing that's interesting is there... Soliciting a Darkwing trade paperback after previously soliciting a Darkwing hardcover in a previous preview. So I might get the trade. Because that was the one that the first time I read it, I didn't understand anything. But then by the end, I understood the story. And when I went back and read it again, I liked it.
Yeah. Well, I'm still buying Heavy Metal, the anthology. And I am getting Starward and Swamp God, even though Swamp God is in Heavy Metal. Like, it's literally one of the anthologies.
And did you see who has a story in the starting in the Heavy Metal 317?
No.
Dan Schaefer.
Oh, wow. He are you going to go for it?
I'll probably just wait for the collection.
Well, they don't always do all of them.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they do.
I know they don't. I read Heavy Metal.
Okay.
They do about 60% of them.
They'll for sure do
or 50%.
A Dan Schaefer book, though.
Oh yeah, you put your money there, and you think you might get it, and I'll be sitting there and I'll be laughing. I have Dan Schaefer, and I'll be.
Those issues will go up to like $50 each.
Yeah.
I might get this one just because it's the first volume of his story, so. don't think about it. But I will get the collection when it's eventually for sure published.
So It's Alive is the next one. We already said I'm getting all of their offerings this month. Dose, Strange Attractors, and Tangled River.
Yeah, I'm getting Dose and Tangled River.
Keen Spot, I'm getting Ninjas and Robots and One Night in Prague.
You know, I thought I had started getting Ninjas and Robots, but apparently I've been forgetting to order it.
Ah. The Klaus.
Maybe I got the trade. Is that...
It's possible. It's easy to check.
I'll look at my prior orders.
Mad Cave. I'm getting Nottingham, Speed Republic, and Wovenheart. I'm not going to be getting that original graphic novel from them.
I might get that. Good game, well played. It's about takes place in 2009.
Yeah, it's 2009.
But then it says it's 1999. I don't know. It's about a bunch of kids working in a video game arcade.
Store arcade.
Yeah. So I might get that. And Magnetic Press has a book by Matthew Bablé, who I've never read, but I know that people like him. For you fans of that type of thing, what do I got next? Where's my list?
I think I can skip past the Oni.
High Desert Black Punk Nowhere. What page is that on? There we go. On page 342. It's about a black kid who discovers punk rock in the 80s. I'm there for that.
Which one's that called?
High Desert, Black Punk Nowhere.
Oh, I see. $26.
Yeah, it's expensive. A memoir. I got to do it.
Is it by you? Is that your life there? Life story.
It's my life story, except for I wasn't black when I was a child.
Yeah, there you go.
But if I was, this would have been my life.
Because you were a punk rock Bill.
That's right. I was lost until I found punk rock.
You see this new publisher, Opus? They got the Death Dealer. I wonder if that's the same Death Dealer that already came out.
I did see that.
Death, because Death Dealer used to be at Image. Let's see. It's Jones. Is that Nat Jones? No, it's somebody else.
Death Dealer was originally published by Verotic, wasn't it, or something like that?
Death Dealer. Yeah, there's two of them. There's the Image one, and then there's the Oh, I own the original. But that's Danzig and Beisley, and Danzig and Liam Sharp. I have those.
Yeah. This is someone
else. This is totally new stuff. So I'll be getting that Death Dealer and probably trying this Disturbed Dark Messiah.
Yeah, I might get that too. It sounds like an interesting concept, even though I'm not a fan of the band Disturbed.
I am. I love the Sickness. I'm down with the Sickness, motherfuckers.
Well,
matter of fact, on Pandora, I have a Disturbed station I listen to a lot.
Wow. I didn't know you're such a Disturbed fan.
I am Disturbed, man. That shit I could code to right there. Motherfuckers!
So this is conceived by Disturbed and with Tim Seeley.
Yeah.
So I think Tim Seeley is just writing something based on a story that they came up with. Man Out of Time.
I think the next one I'm getting is the PS Art Books Black Hawk Softy Volume 3.
Ah. Did you get the first two?
I ordered them. I haven't gotten them yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting any PS Art Books. They do bring out a lot, though, don't they?
Yes. So Rebellion, I'm thinking about getting the Sarge, but it all depends on how things line up. And
which
I'm
one?
Still getting Hawk the Slayer by Garth Ennis, that $9 book, Hawk the Slayer number 2.
Yes, I'm not.
Red 5, I'm getting Lead City number 3, 78 miles per hour.
I'm getting the Zira Volume 1 if I haven't already ordered it. Looks like a new solicit. I like that first issue. The monkey. Smart monkeys killing people. That was good.
Scout. I'm still getting a lot of that. I'll be trying that Code 45.
Yeah, I'll get that.
And the Recount Preamble one shot.
Yeah, I'll get that. And I might get the Midnight Western Theater Volume 1 trade. I believe I like that story.
Yeah, that was good. We liked it.
Yeah. That was about those. The man and woman going to a bar, right?
Yeah. And then the ghost people show up.
Yeah.
The woman and the Source Point Press, this Ultra Max. I'll be trying that out. Crime superhero stuff.
Where is that?
Page 372.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll get Ultra Max.
I'm still getting Rise of Dracula.
Then there's a Nightmare Man horror one-shot.
Yep, I'll be getting that.
I might get that. We'll see.
I'm still getting Cover of Darkness. Buzzard and Bone.
I'm not going to get my brother Teddy because I'm not a fan of wordless comics.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And it's all ages. I want to pass on that. Because I don't like kids.
Good Boy Volume 2 is coming out.
The next one I have is The Valiant Publishing Group. I don't have any.
Minus Tomorrow's, I'll be getting that back issue DC one-shots or miniseries.
I don't have any Titans this month. They didn't have very much this month.
They have a team-up companion that looks pretty interesting. Yeah, Archer and Armstrong, number 1.
Yeah, I'll get that.
I'm getting Ironclads, Harbinger, and the Shadow Man Book 2.
Yeah, I'll get Archer Armstrong and Shadow Man.
Barbaric has a new one-shot.
Are we getting that? No, I don't see a Nasty cover, though. Although, they don't usually solicit those. They just appear.
Yeah. Nasty boy.
So I'll probably end up having double dipping on that.
And then my next one is on 408 Shutter Magazine number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Xenoscope, the new Robin Hood, getting that. Myths and Legends Quarterly, Jasmine, getting that. Bell Labyrinth, getting that. Bell seems to be a monthly book, even though there are these one shots. That's pretty consistent.
A monthly one shot.
Yeah.
I think the only one I'm interested in is Robin Hood.
And Van Helsing. Grim Fairy Tales number 60. And then there's manga. I think I'm just going to stick with my Chainsaw Man, and when I finish a volume, they really only take like, I don't know, 25 minutes to read. You know, like a standard manga.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it. It's weird. It's kind of like on the cusp of being mature, but not quite.
Yeah, I think it's like
it's just like borderline. Like, it's got the mature themes, but it doesn't have like the nudity or extreme violence, I guess. It's got violence, but not to the point where.
Yeah, it's like teens who want to kind of live on the edge.
Yep.
And read edgy stuff, but it's not like full on.
Well, having said that, I want to go eat dinner. It's 9 o'clock. I'm hungry. And then I'm going to pass out and go to bed.
All right.
So
well,
this was
previews.
The preview special edition, nighttime edition.
After dark.
Where Michael John doesn't have any energy. His life's been sucked dry from working.
After a long day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good night.
All right. You've been listening to Geek Brunch Podcast.com. You can subscribe on iTunes, maybe. I think we got it working again. I'm not sure. But if you're having trouble, the manual subscription always works on the iPhone. Spotify and all the other feed catchers are working properly. And Geek Brunch Podcast on Facebook. Bill, you can reach at DBM00. Me at Mike Myers Brunch. And I think that's it. We'll be back with a regular episode next time.
Yes.
All right. And then Bill's going to be a digital man with his previews.
Yeah, digital.
Do you struggle, though, a little bit? Do you like getting through it digitally or not really?
I don't struggle, but I feel like sometimes I miss stuff.
Oh, because it's just because you're not turning pages and.
Yeah, I'm not scanning each page with my finger.
Yeah. All right. Well, have
I definitely don't enjoy it as much. So I may reconsider this.
Well, it makes sense for you, though. Like, if you can
deal
with.
I was just getting it so late. It was like.
Yeah.
And if we do one of these podcasts, then I have to go through it digitally anyway.
Anyway,
and then by the time
I
get the printed one, I still go through it, but it loses the charm already gone through
it. Yeah, you lose the magic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can wrap this one up, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. See ya. Bye.